有些人呢，他们就是想要寻求物质财富的人。
One is inquisitive.
那些好奇好问的人。
And one is in search for knowledge.
还有呢，就是去寻觅知识的人。
And Krishna explains that all of these different people are very dear to him.
Krishna 说呢，这些人对他来说都非常的亲切。
Because anyone who makes the slightest effort to come closer to Krishna is actually glorious.
就是任何一个人，他哪怕只是付出了一点点的努力，为了去接近至尊主 Krishna 的话，他都是非常荣耀的。
So we should never take for granted or belittle or judge anyone who is making one little step towards the ultimate goal.
所以说呢，如一个人他只要是为了这个达到这个终极的目标而哪怕付出了一点点努力，往前走了一小步，我们都不要去轻视他，或者说认为这只是想当然的，就是想当然的认为他这一点是非常容易做到的，实际上并不是这样。
Because the most unlikely people will become devotees of Krishna.
因为呢，可能是最不可能成为奉献的人会成为奉献者。
And the most unlikely people means us.
那么这个最不可能成为奉献者的人，其实就是好比是我们。
When Srila Prabhupada left India to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he was highly criticized.
当 Srila Prabhupada 离开了印度。去往西方国家传播 Krishna 知觉的时候，他受到了很大的批评。
Not by the Vaishnavas, but by the Brahmin class.
那些去批评他的人呢，并不是奉献者，而是那些婆罗门阶层的人。
Because according to Vedic standard, Brahmana should never cross the ocean.
因为根据这个伟达的这个标准的话，一个婆罗门是不能漂洋过海的。
And Vedic studies and Vedic literature should not be accessible by a lower class of man.
而就是人类当中比较低等的那些人是不应当接近那个伟达经典的。
But Srila Prabhupada did not go to the West to spread the message of the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada went to the West to spread Krishna consciousness.
但是释迦牟尼去到了西方国家，并不是去传播伟达经典的，而是去传播 Krishna 知觉
，which is above the teachings of the Vedas。
而这个 Krishna 知觉的这个教导是远远高于伟达经典。
And the result is that by Srila Prabhupada's association, the most unlikely people came to Krishna consciousness and embraced it all heartedly.
那么就是因为Srila Prabhupada的这个联谊，所以呢，最不可能的人，他也进入到 Krishna 知觉之中，而且敞开心扉，完全的拥抱了这门超然的知识。
So, why is all this able to take place? Because of the association with one pure devotee.
那么这一切是怎么发生呢？只是因为一个原因，就是说和一个纯粹的奉献者的联谊。
Lord Chaitanya explained that a fraction of a moment association with a pure devotee can bring one perfection.
主 Chaitanya 嘛，哈帕布他说呢，和一个纯粹的奉献者，哪怕只是一刻的这个接触。也可以让一个人获得完美。
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he expressed his desire to spread Krishna consciousness, he made no distinction.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 决定去传播 Krishna 知觉的时候，他并不对任何人做任何的分别。
He gave Krishna.Without any discrimination, whether people were qualified or not.
他就是完全的没有分别心，不管这个对方有没有资格， 他都把 Krishna 直觉带给他们。
So from the most fallen, the most degraded, to those who were supposedly very highly learned scholars.
所以呢，就是地道那些 from the most degraded, 从这个最堕落的这些人，品质上最堕落的这些人，地道这些最堕落的人，高到那些看似是非常有学识的，非常渊博的那些学者，概莫能外。
So, we see, as we mentioned quite often, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to display these two aspects of being a devotee of Krishna, but also being Krishna himself.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他一直展现了这两方面，一方面就是他是一位奉献者，主 Krishna 的奉献者，另外一方面呢，他又是至尊主本人。
So in his early childhood pastimes, we learn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great learned scholar.
在这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的童年的逍遥时光中，我们读到呢，他自小就是一位非常渊博的学者。
So much so that at the age of 11, he already had his own Sanskrit school.
那么他是如此渊博，以至于在11岁的时候，他已经亲自建立了自己的梵文学校。
And students were coming from all different places of Bengal to register at his school.
那他的这个学生呢，来自于孟加拉地区的各个地方。
So he had already completely assimilated all the teachings of the Vedas.
那当时他已经完全的吸收了伟大经典的所有知识。
And of course, because he is Krishna himself, so he is the one who speaks the Vedas.
那当然了，他是 Krishna 本人，所以伟大经典也是他亲自讲述的。
But he also completely assimilated the conclusion of the Vedas.Which is found in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那同时呢，他也完全吸收了伟达经典的这个结论。那伟达经典的这个结论就可以在圣典菩萨瓦坛中看到。
What's going on? Sanskrit is a language which is spoken by the demigods.
这个梵文呢，本来就是是半神人讲述的语言。
Sanskrit is a language spoken by the demigods.
有这个回音，那边机器可能有点问题。I think it's okay.
And Sanskrit is also spoken by Krishna.
Krishna 他也是亲口讲述的梵文。
So it is definitely spoken in the spiritual world.
所以呢，在灵性世界讲的也肯定是梵文。
Now in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world.The Brijbasis, they speak what is known as Brijbas.
那 Goloka Vrindavan 呢 Brijbas 就是 Vrindavan 的那些居民，他们所讲的那种语言叫 Brijbas.
They have their own language, which is derived from Sanskrit, but it's much sweeter.
他们的这种语言呢，也是源自于梵文，但是他们的这种语言却要甜美的多。
But what we have to understand about Sanskrit language is that every single word, every single ways of expressing things have a source, and that source is Krishna.
那我们知道呢，就是梵文里的每一个词，梵文里面的每一种表达的这种方式，其实它的源头都是 Krishna.
That was the language was.Created for it was to relate everything to service to Krishna.
那这种语言就是这样创造出来的。它的创造的初衷就是它所使用的每一个词，实际上呢，最终都是指向对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at some point, especially after he took initiation from his spiritual master, began to use.The teaching of Sanskrit language by presenting Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
那么在 Chaitanya 亚马哈帕布接受了他的灵性导师的启迪之后，他就并用了这个梵文去呈现他在文达文的主 Krishna 在文达文的逍遥时光。
And that was not too much to the pleasure of the students. They were not there to hear about Krishna. They were there to hear Sanskrit grammar.
那这些学生呢，他们就非常的不满，因为他们来到齐特念的这个学校里面，他并不是来了解有关 Krishna 或者他的逍遥时光的。他们来到这个梵文学校，就是为了去学习梵文的语法。
Just like students.Who are following Confucianism, what do? They have to repeat 90 times the same thing?
就是在这个在我们这个儒家的这个传统的学校里面他们要去读经的时候，同样的一个经典，就是同样的一段，他们也要重复很多次。
So every day, they repeat the same thing again and again and again.
所以每天呢，就把同样的这个经文读了一遍一遍又一遍。
Until they memorize the Confucius text entirely.
然后直到最后能够把这个《论语》完全的记住，所以他们都是有一种诵读法，每一句呢要读十遍，然后又用手指着那个字再读十遍，这样。
And the objective, from what I understand, is that after how many years?
I don't know exactly how.
Anyway, there's a number of years that you keep repeating the same teachings of Confucius, and then finally you realize them.
就是所以他们呢，就是读经就是儒家教育的一个非常重要的一个部分。他们呢，就是每天的读经，读同样的，不断的重复，然后经过了若干年之后，他们就可以完全的，就是掌握了孔子的这个教导，儒家的这个教导。
对。So, for example, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhisa Rivishto, Atak Smithir Genam Apohanam Cha, Vedesha Sarver Aham Eva Vidyo, Vedantakrit Vedavit Eva Chaham. Krishna is remembrance and he is forgetfulness.
在《薄伽梵歌》里面呢，就是说到了一切记忆和遗忘都自 Krishna 而来。
And he is also the compiler of the Vedas. At the time of creation, the first sound vibration is the letter Om.
在这个创造的时候，创造之初，第一个的字母就是 Om.
And as Krishna,
在这个伟达经典里面，就是蕴含着这样的教导，告诉你如何在这个物质世界行事。在这个物质世界很好的生活，正确的生活形式，然后你又怎么样从这个物质世界里面可以解脱出去。
So in that verse, Krishna says, I am the compiler of the Vedas.
所以呢，在那个世界里面呢， Krishna 他就说，我是伟达经的编纂者。
And in the Vedas, I am the one to be known.
了解伟达经就是为了了解我。
In other words, if you're going to study the Vedas,Don't look for anything else but Krishna.
所以说呢，当你去研习伟达经的时候，也就是说，你唯一要去探求的目标是 Krishna， 而不是别的什么。
And it's not easy because most of the Vedas, as Krishna says to Arjuna, dealing with the modes of material nature.
而这一点呢，这个目的要达到也是非常的不是容易的，因为就像 Arjuna 他所说的。就是在这 Arjuna 所说的，就是伟达经里面，它主要讲的都还是，物质、自然三形态。
So this is the mystery of Sanskrit language.
所以伟达经呢，它主要是讲的是物质能量方面的问题。
Because depending on your motivation, you can use Sanskrit language to remain entangled, or you can use Sanskrit language to free yourself.
所以呢，这个完全是取决你的用意或者是动机。你既可以，通过这个，就是你通过去学习这个梵文经典，但是反而让你自己更深的束缚，被束缚在这个物质的能量之中。但是同时，你也可以运用梵文这种语言，使自己从物质能量中摆脱出来，也就是从物质世界解脱。
So that brings us to the point point that we brought up last week, which is Srila Vyasadeva had written the Vedas, but he had omitted to mention Krishna's position.
所以说呢，这个就让我们回想到了我们上一周的所讲到的这个内容，就是Vyasadeva撰写了伟大经典，但是呢，他在这个伟大经典里面，他却遗漏了Krishna，也就是他没有提到Krishna的地位。
In other words, the conclusion of the Vedas should be to establish the ultimate position of Krishna as the Supreme Lord and pure devotional service the way to attain Him.
所以呢，伟大经典的终极的这个目的，应当是首先确立呢至尊主Krishna的他的这个至尊主的这个地位，然后就是说如何去真达。
So when Lord Chaitanya began to use all these examples from Krishna's Vrindavan pastime to present Sanskrit grammar, the students became very upset.
所以呢，当Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他通过这个Vrindavan的这些逍遥时光去阐释梵文的语法的时候，就引起了学生们极大的不满。
And they protested.
然后他们就抗议了。
They wanted to physically hurt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他们甚至想要对这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu拳脚相向。
And this was the breaking point for Lord Chaitanya to take the decision to become a sannyasi.
这个实际上呢，就是一个巨大的一个转折，就是在这个。 关键的这个时刻呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就决定接受托钵僧。Because
he understood that as a young householder, he is not going to get much respect.
因为他心里非常的清楚，如果他一直还是一个居士的身份的话，他是得不到太多的尊重。And
when you are a teacher, there has to be respect.
但是呢，这个尊师重道又是非常的重要的。
Otherwise, knowledge cannot flow.
否则的话，这个知识是不可能被得到传授。
So as a sannyasi, you are an authority in the social and spiritual system, but you also are respected for your knowledge.
那作为一个sannyasi，一个托钵僧的话，你不仅仅是在这个世俗的社会结构中，还有在灵性的这个层面上呢，都是权威人士。 而且呢，你还因为自己的渊博的这个学识而得到人们的尊重。So
again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with the highest, most elevated, most respected scholar in Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
然后呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他是在Puri，当时就遇到了最被人们所推崇的、最德高望重的学识最渊博的。
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is actually the incarnation of Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of the demigods.
那实际上Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya呢，他是半神人的，就是这个灵性导师Brihaspati的化身。The
spiritual master of the demigods.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could not get more knowledgeable than him.
所以说呢，他毫无疑问，他已经达到了知识的巅峰了，你没有办法找到一个比他更有学识的人了。But
the point here is, what is the need of accumulating knowledge if it doesn't bring you to surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna?
但是问题是，如果一个人他积累了大量的知识，但是这些知识却没有办法把他带到主Krishna的莲花足下，那所有的这些学识又有什么意义呢？
So Lord Chaitanya taught Sarvabhautacharya that they are otherwise to look at knowledge.
所以呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他就对这个Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya说呢，嗯。 怎么样去看待这个知识，其实可以用另外的一个角度。
Now, there are two things to consider.
那在这里面有两点要考, 考虑的。
One is the knowledge which is given, and the other is who gives the knowledge.
第一点就是说所传授的知识本身，还有一个就是说传授知识的人。
Because we've mentioned sometime in the past that there are people who are extremely knowledgeable in the science of bhakti.
因为我们之前说到了有一些人他在这个奉爱就是 bhakti 的这个知识的这个领域，他可以说是饱学之士。
You can enroll at any universities in the West and pursue a PhD on the Sandarbhas or the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Nectar of Devotion. We have one devotee who was born from a Vaishnava and was schooled at home by his parents.
我们有这样的一位奉献者，他是出生在就是 Vaishnava 奉献者的家庭，就是他的父母都是奉献者，然后他是在家里面接受教育。
He graduated at the age of 17.
然后17岁的时候，他就毕业了。
And then he registered for a PhD on Jiva Goswami's literatures.
然后呢，他就读了一个有关 Jiva Goswami 文献的一个博士学位。
And he got a PhD on the Sandarbhas, which is the greatest work of Jiva Goswami.
那 Jiva Goswami 的这个最伟大的这个著作就是 Sandarbha。那他呢，就是在这个读博士学位的时候，他的这个课题就是主攻 Jiva Goswami。那之后他就在这方面拿到了这个学位。
And this is quite a voluminous work.
而这个工程是非常的浩大的。
But his PhD was on one single verse.
那他最后的这个 PhD， 也就是他的这个博士学位的这个论文，只是围绕着 Sandarbha 的其中的一个师姐。
But here we don't have just a learned scholar, we have a Vaishnava who practices Krishna consciousness.
那这里面，在这里面我们所讲到的不仅仅是一个学识渊博的学者而已，他是一位 Vaishnava 奉献者，一位 Vaishnava 学者。
So not only he teaches from Vaishnava literature, but he also has a huge impact in the academic community as far as presenting the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那他现在呢，不仅仅是 Vaishnava 经典方面的一个非常权威的一个学者，而且呢，他还是就是他非常的有影响力，他现在呢也在这个学术的这个圈子里面去呈现盛典博加瓦塔。
But there are other scholars who know as much as he does, but they don't practice Krishna consciousness.
但是还有很多学者，如果是从这个知识角度而言的话，可以说是跟他不相上下的，但是呢，他们并不是去这个身体力行的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
So you may ask the question that what really changed the heart of Sababha Bhattacharya?
那你可能会提出这样的一个问题，是什么改变了 Sababha Bhattacharya 的心？
Was it the knowledge that he received from Lord Chaitanya, or was it the association of Lord Chaitanya?
那是他从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里所接受的这些知识呢？还是说是因为跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起，获得了他的亲身联谊？
Because sometimes devotees decide to take shelter of a Vaishnava, not because they are very learned scholars, but because they are very saintly.
那么因为有的时候呢，有的人他会去托庇 一个 Vaishnava 奉献者，并不是因为这位奉献者有多么的渊博，学识上有多么的渊博，而是说呢，他非常的纯粹。
And as a matter of fact, the behavior and the action of a devotee is the reflection of the conclusion of the Shastra.
实际上呢，奉献者的一举一动本身就是 Shastra 经典的一个反应。
So Salavat Achayak just could not resist. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was too attractive.
所以说呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他实在太有吸引力了。这个 Salavat Achayak 根本就没有办法抵御这样的一种魅力。
And he enjoyed being defeated.
而且呢，他虽然是被击败了，但是他的内心反而是非常的喜悦。
Nobody wants to be defeated by a dry.Hardcore, strong-headed person.
谁都不愿意被一个头脑顽固不化的，而且是一个非常枯燥乏味的人所击败。
People want to be defeated by love.
人们希望被爱所征服，被爱所击败。
So Lord Chaitanya's love for Salvatacharya was so big that he could not resist to give up completely.His entire body of knowledge and just become a wonderful Vaishnava.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的这个爱是如此的深厚博大，以至于 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他可以心甘情愿的把他原本的那些渊博的知识都弃之一边，转而皈依在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花足下。
And later on, because Salvatacharya is also, you know, he's a scholar and a poet, he composed many verses in the glorification of Lord Chaitanya.
那因为 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他不仅是一位非常伟大的学者，而且也是一位诗人，所以呢，后来他也编写。
And in one of,
他又亲自，就是编写了好多有关于这个荣耀主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And in one of those verses, he glorifies Lord Chaitanya by saying that he brought knowledge and detachment to this world.
在他创作的这些诗篇当中，有一个部分，他就讲到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他带着知识和气绝，他把知识和气绝带到了这个物质世界。
But that those teachings were meant to present how to love Krishna.
而这些知识是为了帮助我们去了解怎么去爱 Krishna.
And he gave these teachings how to love Krishna because he is very merciful.
那在这个诗篇里面，他又讲到了，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是那么的仁慈呢，所以他才能够教导我们如何去爱主 Krishna.
So ultimately, knowledge is given out of mercy.
所以说呢，从终极而言的话，这个是出于仁慈才会去传授这个知识。
And that's why devotees should not discriminate and should be able to always give Krishna to others.
所以呢，奉献者们呢，也不应当有这种分别心，而应当把这个知识传授给所有的人。
Especially those who really.Don't deserve it.
特别是那些没有资格的人。
Narottam Das Thakur has explained that when you are throwing pieces of grains to the ducks in the water, all the ducks will come quacking.
Narottam Das Thakur 他说呢，如果你把这个谷物扔到那个池塘里面，所有的这些鸭子都会争先恐后的上来抢这个食物，而且呢，他们会嘎嘎乱叫。
But he says the one who quacks the most will get the attention.
那个嘎嘎叫的最响的那个，就是鸭子呢，就会得到食物，首先得到这些食物。
And therefore he prays to Lord Chaitanya. He says, "You are saving so many conditioned souls, but believe me, my dear Lord."You will not find someone as fallen as I am.
然后他接着就赞美 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，他说呢， 你可以拯救无数的这个堕落的这个灵魂，但是你可以拯救很多灵魂，但是你再也找不到一个比我更加的堕落低下的灵魂了。
So, you may have had this experience in China when you go to a place where there are many goldfish.
可能大家有的时候在中国会去逛公园的时候，看到公园里面有很多的金鱼。
And you start throwing bread in the water.
然后呢，你往这水里面扔面包。
I mean, they come like they go completely crazy. Those goldfish.
然后那些这个金鱼们就都疯了，都追拼命的去追逐你扔下的那个就是面包，都挤成一团。
Like the lake downtown in Kunming.
就好像是那个昆明的市中心的那个公园。
The goldfish are so fat because people are feeding them all the time.
那个金鱼个个都是长得肥得不得了，就是因为总是天天都有人往向他们扔面包，他们吃了很多很多东西。
So we should be like those goldfish.
所以我们也应当像这些金鱼一样。
Always eager for knowledge, always eager for mercy.
总是渴望着知识，和仁慈。
Now we see, for example, in the life of Sanatan Goswami, that even when he was a young boy, he became very attached to reading the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们看一下三点国家哦，就是Sanatan Goswami， 当他非常年轻的时候，他已经就对这个阅读这个圣典《国家瓦坛》产生了浓厚的兴趣。
One day, one Brahmana came to his door and just gave him the whole set of Srimad Bhagavat.
有一天呢，有一个婆罗门来到他们家，就把整套的圣典《国家瓦坛》都给了他。
So by the time he entered the government, because he became the treasurer to the king, he was already a very learned scholar, but not just Sanskrit grammar. He was a scholar in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么后来呢，他就在这个穆斯林的政府当中担任要职，也就是国王身边的这个财政大臣。那么就是后在这个时候呢，他不仅是非常的精通梵文的这个语法了，而且呢，他还精通圣典《国家瓦坛》，是一位非常伟大的学者。
But that knowledge that he had accumulated for so many years really came to life when he met Lord Chaitanya.
那么当这些经年日积月累的这些知识，就在就是积攒在他的心中。那当他见到了其他娘马哈婆布的时候，这些知识呢全部都展现出来。
So now that he has received so much knowledge from Lord Chaitanya, he is expressing his curiosity about that particular verse, the Atmarama verse.
那我们在这里讲到了他就是聆听其他娘马哈婆布的教导那么长的时间，然后当他了解了这些知识之后呢，他就开始对其中的一个特别的世界产生了浓厚的这个兴趣，这个就是 Atma Ram 这个世界，他非常的好奇。
And he's not asking that question casually, like, you know, we've got nothing else to talk about, why don't you tell me a little bit about the Atma Rama verse?
他并不是那种非常随意的这个态度来问这个师姐的，好像他们没有暂时没有别的话题，没有什么别的可聊的，那我们就聊一下这个 Atmaram 的这个师姐吧。他并不是抱着这么一种随意的态度。
There is a very specific purpose. He wants to bring the knowledge of Krishna consciousness to the next level to explain who are those who areself-realized.
其实呢，他是想在这个 Krishna 知识的这个知识当中达到一个更加一个新的一个高度。他想进一步追问的就是什么样的人可以被称为是自我觉悟的灵魂。
Who is included in this ocean of people who cultivate knowledge?
那些培养知识的人就好比是浩瀚的大海。那么这些人到底都是谁呢？
So we read that verse last week.
上一周我们已经走到了这个世界了。
Atmaramascha munayo nirgranta apyurkrame kurvantya kaitukim bhaktim itam buta gunohari. Sutta Goswami said, all different varieties of Atmaramas, those who take pleasure in the Atma or the spirit self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls.
这个世界呢，就是说各种各样的 Atma Ram， 既在灵魂，既在 Atma 或者说灵魂自我中得享快乐的人，尤其是那些已经坚处于自我觉悟的路途上的人，虽然他们已经摆脱了世俗物质的束缚，但是依然心心念念的渴望向至尊人格守神。奉献纯粹的奉献服务，这就意味着主拥有所有的超然的品格，因此他能够吸引所有的人，甚至包括那些解脱的灵魂。
So in other words, of all those who cultivate knowledge, not everyone may be inclined to know the absolute truth completely.
就是说呢，一些致力于那个知识的追求的这些人，就是培养知识的这些人当中，并不是每一个人他都是把这个绝对的真理作为他的这个知识探寻的一个终极目标。
They are just satisfied to be free from material miseries.
他们可能只是满足于从这个物质的痛苦当中摆脱出来而已。
But there are those, as the verse explained, who desire to render unalloyed devotional service to Krishna.
但是呢，就像这个师姐里面所说的，还有一类追求知识的人，他们的目标就是向至尊人格神手去奉献纯粹的、没有丝毫杂质的奉爱服务。
Now there's a short story to illustrate the word unalloyed.
有这样的一个小故事，这个小故事呢，它是来说明这个英文里 unalloyed。那这个中文的意思就是说不掺一丝杂质的，或者说是纯粹这样一个含义。就这个字 unalloyed 它有一个故事。
So one time, a few years after Prabhupada had already been to America.
这个故事是发生在施拉帕帕已经到达美国后的几年。
He was in Boston visiting the devotees.
当时呢，他是在波士顿，他是见奉献者。
And Boston is the place where Prabhupada arrived in America.
那么波士顿呢，就是施拉帕帕踏上美国，国土的第一站啊，就是他首先到达美国的时候，先是在波士顿的港口。
So Prabhupada asked the devotees, "Do you have a car?"
然后施拉帕帕呢，就询问说奉献者说，你们有车吗？
The devotees, you know, they had a car, but it was like the only car for the temple, which was really a van.
那么奉献者的确是有车，不过这个车呢，其实就是庙里面公用的这么一辆车，其实就是一个面包车，不是那种正式的轿车。
And the devotees used it, you know, to go to buy boga for the deities.And to go on Harinam, so there was no seat on it, only the seat for the driver.
然后呢，这个车呢，就是他们开的车到市场里面去买菜啊什么的，而且里面也没有这个客人坐的座位，其实只有司机的一个驾驶座，那其他的这个空间都是来装货的。
So Prabhupada said, let's go for a drive.
那释迦帕帕就是说呢，那我们那个开车。出去
so the devotees started to panic, say, we can't take you in that car.
奉献者呢就吓坏了，因为我们不能用这个车来载施拉帕帕。
So Brahmananda took a chair from the temple.
这个 Brahmananda 就从这个庙里面取了一把椅子，
And because he's such a big man, he was holding the chair so that Prabhupada could sit on it and stay safe.
因为他只是 一把椅子搁在那个车上了，那 Brahmananda 这个身形庞大，特别的魁梧，所以他就在那个车上抓住这个车这个椅子，不让那椅子动，然后让 Srila Prabhupada 好稳稳的坐在那个椅子上。
So the devotee was driving, said, Prabhupada, where do you want to go?
然后呢，奉献者就开始开车了，说这个 Srila Prabhupada 你想到哪里去？
He said, take a left here.
然后说他就说了，在这左转。
You keep going.
继续往前开。
And then take a right over there.
然后呢，到前面再右拐。
And go straight on that street.
然后直接上那个大街。
And devotees are looking at each other. He says, "How to call but know where he's going?"
然后奉献者也感到非常的吃惊，因为释迦牟尼佛怎么知道他要到哪去呢
？And then he said, "Okay, take a left here again."
然后释迦牟尼佛继续指路了，说在这里再左拐。
And then they arrive at the place where Prabhupada arrived in Boston at the pier.
然后呢，他们这个开着车就到了这个地方是什么地方呢？就是释迦牟尼佛初次登上美国的时候，他就是在这个波士顿的码头，这个车就这个时候就停在了这个波士顿的码头上。
Prabhupada remembered exactly where he arrived in America.
Srila Prabhupada 对于他当时踏上美国这个土地的时候的那个地方他是一清二楚
So then they started walking.
然后他们就开始往前走了。
And devotees have no idea where is Prabhupada taking us.
大家都感到非常的迷惑，到底Srila Prabhupada要把我们带到哪去。
And at some point they stop in front of a big factory.
然后呢他们走着走着就走到了一个非常大的一个工厂。
And the devotees wonder, why are we here? Where is Prabhupada going?
那这个奉献者们呢，也还是感到非常的，就是困惑，不知道Srila Prabhupada到底想把他们带到哪儿去，都到这个工厂里面来了，那接下来要去哪儿呢？
And at one point, Prabhupada pointed his finger up, high.
然后Srila Prabhupada就举起手，高高的就指着一个东西。
And the devotees look where Prabhupada was pointing with his finger, and there was a big signboard, huge signboard.
然后奉献者就顺着Srila Prabhupada的手指抬仰头往上看，看到原来Srila Prabhupada指着一块非常大的一个牌子。
And it was above the building of that factory.
然后呢，这个牌子是挂在这个工厂的最高的那个地方，比那个房顶还要高。
And it was written in big letters.Unalloyed steel.
就是那个，它是一个英文的这个牌子，上面写着 unalloyed steel. 那个 unalloyed 就是说是不掺杂任何的这些金属的杂质的，就是它是很纯的那种金属的这个含义。所以这个工厂呢，就是被称为就是一个钢铁厂，它其实是一个钢铁厂，就是它的意思就是说他们生产的。这个钢铁或者是这种金属都是纯的，没有任何杂质的。
What did you say?
I have to explain in Chinese.
So Prabhupada told the devotees, he said, yes.
然后
That's what we want for Krishna.
然后
Unalloyed.
所以呢，是吧？ Prabhupada 就说，是的，我们要对 Krishna 要奉献的这种爱，就是 Unalloyed， 就是不掺杂任何杂质的，就是不是合金的，是纯金的这种。奉献服务。
So Prabhupada explained that this factory they promote steel which is unalloyed, which means it is not mixed with any other metals.
所以呢，释迦牟尼佛他说呢，他们这个工厂呢，就是对外生产就是第一个词语。
And each one of these words refers to devotion to Krishna.
每一个词语呢，它都是解释了对 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
But the point to understand about this verse is that devotion to Krishna cannot rise in the heart unless one is in the association of a pure devotee.
这里的这个核心的要义就是说，除非一个人他能够跟纯粹的奉献者联谊，否则在这个对 Krishna， 在他的心中对 Krishna 的这种爱是不可能升起的。
So, there is something very interesting I'd like to share with you.
还有一个非常有意思的地方，我想跟大家分享一下。
Because the conversation that we are talking about now is Lord Chaitanya teachings to Sanatan Goswami.
因为我们在这里所说的这个对话呢，就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和 Sanatan Goswami 之间的对话。
So Sanatan Goswami was, you know, on a pure platform of devotional service.And we know that Lord Chaitanya instructed him to write books on the science of devotional service.
而且我们也知道，让 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给了他一个训示，让他呢去撰写有关这个奉爱服务的科学。
And one of the books that Sanatan Goswami wrote is called Vaishnav Toshani.
那Sanatan Goswami呢，他写了一部书叫做 Vaishnava Toshani。
So Vaishnava Toshani is a commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam。
就是这部书叫做 Vaishnava Toshani， 它是对圣严波伽瓦坛第十一篇的评注。
In other words, he gave the purport, just like Prabhupada's purport, he gave his own purport onEvery verse of the 10th canto, which is Krishna's pastimes.
那换句话说呢，他就好比是释迦牟尼佛写这个要旨一样的，他对于《波伽瓦坛》第十篇的每一个诗节都做了评注。
So his commentaries are very complementary to everything that we hear from Prabhupada.
那么他的这些评注呢，可以说是对释迦牟尼佛。的书里面所呈现内容的一个极好的补充。
And of course, commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam are not just available by Sanatan Goswami. Sridhar Swami also commented on Srimad Bhagavatam, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also commented on Srimad Bhagavatam.
那不仅是 Sanatan Goswami， 他对圣严波伽瓦坛有这个评注，还有Sridhar Swami， 还有这个Vishwanath Chakravarti。他们都有对这个圣严波伽瓦坛有评注。
But Lord Chaitanya declared Sridhar Swami the highest authority on the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他说呢，就是 Sridhar Swami 呢，他对圣严波伽瓦坛的这个评注是最具有权威性的。
Now there is a very beautiful story in the 10th canto.
这个是在这个。圣严波伽瓦坛的第十篇当中有一个非常著名的故事。
And these are the later pastimes when Krishna was in Dwarka.
那这段逍遥时光已经是讲到了就是主 Krishna 他在 Dwarka 的这个逍遥时光就是比较晚期的了。
While Krishna was in Dwarka, he decided to visit two devotees.
当 Krishna 在 Dwarka 的时候，他想去见两个奉献者。
One devotee was a king.
有一个奉献者呢，是一个国王。
His name was Bahulashva.
他的名字叫 Bahulashva.
And the other was a poor brahmana.
然后另外一个奉献者呢，他是一个非常贫困的婆罗门。
His name was Shrutadev.
他的名字叫 Shrutadev.
So both the king and the brahmana lived in the same city.
这个国王和这个婆罗门都住在同一个城市里。
But Krishna was attracted to them because of their pure devotion to him.
那 Krishna 就被他们两个人都深深的吸引，是因为他们的这种纯粹的奉爱。
So Krishna asked his chariot driver Akura to get the chariot ready, get the horses, get the soldiers ready.
那 Krishna 呢，准备要登上这个马车了，所以他就对他的这个马车的这个御者 Akura 说呢，你现在备好马哈，然后呢，这个备好这些随行的人员，我们就要出发了。
And many many people wanted to go with Krishna.
很多人都想跟随着 Krishna.
Well, when Krishna traveled, you know, it was big arrangements.
当 Krishna 出行的时候，这个场面都是非常的壮观的。
And it traveled very fast.
而且呢，他们是走得非常的快。
So when these two devotees heard that Krishna was coming, they got so excited. They get the whole city turning to a festival just to receive him.
那这两个奉献者听说 Krishna 即将要驾临了，所以呢，都感到特别的 幸福，特别的兴奋，所以他就动员起了全城的人，张灯结彩，就是就像是节日一样隆重的来迎接 Krishna 的到来。
And they receive Krishna in such a beautiful way.
然后呢，当时这个迎接 Krishna 的这个场面呢是非常的壮观的。
Now, together with Krishna, there were also a group of sages.
当时呢，跟着 Krishna 一起来到的还有一群圣人。
And these were not just any sages.
这些圣人不是普通人。
We're talking Srila Vyasadeva, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, all the great sages who always follow Krishna everywhere.
我们说的不是普通的圣人，都是像 Srila Vyasadeva, Narada Muni, 主 Shiva 这样的这些，就是无论 Krishna 走到哪里，他们都会紧紧跟随的圣人。
The four Kumaras.
还有这个。
All the great, the greatest sages in the universe.
就是这个宇宙当中最伟大的这些最高超的这些圣人都齐聚了。
So both the king and the poor brahmana received Krishna.
那这个国王还有这个婆罗门呢，都迎接了Krishna.
Each one in their own homes.
就他们都是在他们各自的家里面迎接 Krishna.
So the king received Krishna and all the sages and all the soldiers and glorified Krishna like anything.
所以呢，这个国王是在自己的宫殿里面去迎接这个 Krishna 了。那在场的还有所有的这些圣人，还有所有的这些士兵他们都聚集在那里，然后就是非常的。隆重浩大。
And all the sages and the brahmanas were given beautiful places to stay and plenty of food, and they were, you know, they took care of them very nicely.
他们还设置了这个盛宴，然后让这些所有的这些圣人呢，还有这个随行的这些人员，都有一个非常舒适的一个安顿的这个地方，所以他们这个迎接的这个仪式是非常的周全的。
And when Krishna went to the home of Shrutadeva, who was a poor brahmana, Shrutadeva did whatever he could to make Krishna comfortable and all his associates comfortable.
那当后来呢，就是当 Krishna 他来到了 Shrutadeva, 就是这个贫穷的这个婆罗门家中的时候，这个婆罗门呢也是尽心尽力使出了全身的解数，给这个 Krishna 还有他的这些随行的人员安排了最舒适的这个地方。
And Shrutadev says, My dear Lord, I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I deserve that you come all the way here to come to my home. How is this possible?
然后 Shrutadev 他说呢，我真的不知道我曾经做过了什么样的善行，使得您主能够这么从这么远的地方特意来到我的家中亲自来看我，我何德何能啊。
And he began to praise Krishna in so many ways, non-stop praising and praising and praising Krishna.
然后呢他就开始去这个荣耀 Krishna 然后这个赞美的语言源源不断的从他口中流出。
And Sanatan Goswami in his commentary says actually Krishna was embarrassed to get so much praise.
然后就是 Sanatan Goswami 在他的这个评注当中说到，事实上呢 ，Krishna 当他听到了 Shrutadev 就是这个婆罗门对他这么多的溢美之词的时候 ，Krishna 也感到非常的困窘。
So after Shrutadev finished praising Krishna, now Krishna is going to speak.
那这个 Shrutadev 呢，他荣耀完了 Krishna 之后 ，Krishna 就开口了。
And he tells the brahmana.You should know that these great sages have come here just to bless you.
然后 Krishna 他就说呢，你要知道这些圣人专程的来到这里，就是为了来祝福你的。
They travel everywhere with me.
他们和我去到了任何地方，我们就是四处的出行。
And wherever they go, they purify the place with the dust of their lotus feet.
无论到哪里，他们都用他们的莲花足下的尘土祝福了那片土地。
So Sridhar Swami also made the comment that Krishna wanted to teach Shrutadev that You may be praising me, but don't neglect the devotees.
所以说呢，其实在这个评注当中呢，这个释迦牟尼他就是说呢，其实 Krishna 是这个含义啊，他说这句话的其中的深意是这样的，也许你不断的在这个荣耀着我哈、啊，说了这么多的赞美之词，但是在你荣耀我的同时，千万不要忘记了这些伟大的奉献者。
That's the devotees actually more important than I am.
其实奉献者比我更重要。
That the devotees are the ones who are going to free you, not me.
是奉献者会让你获得解脱自由，而不是我。
And he said, "You are a brahmana. You should know these things."
然后他说呢，你是一个婆罗门，对这一点你应当非常的明白。
He said, "They came, maybe they came along with me, but they came to give you mercy."
虽然看似他们是跟随着我出行的，但是事实上他们来到这里就是为了来祝福你。
So Sanatana Goswami puts a question in the mind of Shrutadeva. He says, "Are the sages not Atmarama?"
然后呢，小南藏高僧呢，在这里就是写到了舒塔，Dave 呢，他这个时候从脑里面呢就冒出了一个问题，说他们难道不是 Atmarama？
Atmaramas go everywhere. They purify the whole world.
那 Atmaram 呢，他们会走到这个宇宙、这个世界的每一个角落。
And then Krishna explains that actually these Atmaramas they hold me.As everything in their life.
然后呢 ，Krishna 他就接下来他就是说，其实这个 Atma Ram 呢，在他们的生命中，我就是他们的全部。
And he says they worship me in a deity form because they cannot handle separation from me.
然后说呢，他们就是把我作为这个神像的形象来崇拜，因为。他们无法与我分开，一时一刻都不可以。
And then Krishna says, actually, they are not Atmaramas. They are the best of devotees.
然后呢 ，Krishna 还接下来说，其实他们不是 Atmaramas， 他们是奉献者中的佼佼者。
In other words, it's not enough to be Atmarama. One must be an unalloyed.Pure devotee of Krishna.
换句话说，就是仅仅是做一个 Atmaram 还不够，一定要成为这个纯粹的啊，最纯粹的奉献者，最纯粹的奉献者。
And then Krishna says, seeing, touching, worshipping the temple deities, places of pilgrimage, holy rivers, purify slowly by receiving the glance of exalted sages.
然后呢接下来他就是说那个去看去触去崇拜庙宇里面的就是神像以及这个朝圣之地还有圣地然后通过去接待这个去获得这个崇高的圣人的瞥视逐步的获得进化。
But by being in contact with a pure devotee, one can attain me directly.
但是当你得到了一个纯粹的奉献者的联姻，那么你就直接的获得了我，真达了我。
So now Sanatan Goswami is very excited to hear from Lord Chaitanya what really does it mean to be an Atmarama.
那这个时候Sanatana Goswami 呢，他就继续的询问其他两马哈帕布了。这个 Atmaram 成为一个 Atmaram 到底是意味着什么
？He said, "I have heard this wonderful story, and I'm therefore very inquisitive to hear your explanation again. If you would kindly repeat it, I would be very pleased to hear."
然后呢，他就说呢。这些美妙的故事我少有知悉因此我非常的好奇想亲自的聆听您的解释请您再一次的解释如果您仁慈的去重复这一切的话我将感到万分的喜悦
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain the meaning of Atmarama in 61 different ways.
这个时候呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就要用61种方法，61个角度。 来解释 Atmaram 这个世界,
but we're not going to go through each one of them.
但是我们不会是一个个一个的来讲了。So
I will next time give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will tell one specific story that highlights the most important aspect of this verse.
那下一次呢，我会专门讲到这个 Chaitanya。 马哈卡布所说的，他特意说到了一个故事。这个故事呢，就是完全的凸显了这个 Atmaram 这个世界的核心。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Pancha Tattva.
Pancha Tattva Prabhu 询问一个问题：顶拜 Prabhu Mataji 和所有的奉献者，渴望获得知识与仁慈，需要正确的来源，聆听许多guru和奉献者的教导。 但有些奉献者只聆听他的guru教导，而批评其他guru奉献者，把自己放在权威的地位。更有甚者认为自己是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，这样能够得到知识和仁慈吗？这个奉献者会认为自己是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu？ Please accept my humble obeisances. We need to take to the right source in order to get the knowledge and the mercy. Many devotees would listen to a lot from a lot of guru and devotees' teachings. However, some devotees, they choose to only listen to their own guru's teachings while criticizing all the other gurus. And he always put himself in a position as an authority. Even worse, he regards himself as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can he get knowledge and mercy in this way?
Who is he talking about? Can you repeat that question? Can you repeat this again?
让我再重复一遍这个问题。 For those who are aspiring to get their knowledge and mercy, they need to hear from the right source and listen to the teachings from different gurus and devotees. However, some devotees choose only to listen from his guru's teachings while criticizing all the other guru and devotees. They even put them, he put himself in the position of an authority, even worse, thinking that himself is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can he get, or can they get knowledge or mercy in this way?
Krishna consciousness is not about knowledge and it's not about position. Krishna consciousness is only about one thing, and that's attitude.
Krishna consciousness is only about one thing, and that's attitude.
If you have the right attitude, it doesn't matter whether you are knowledgeable or not, you will attract Krishna's mercy.
只要你有非常好的态度和心态的时候，即便你没有什么知识，你也会吸引Krishna的注意。
And if you don't have the right attitude, it doesn't matter how much you know, it doesn't matter how much power you have, it doesn't matter how senior you are, you will not attract Krishna's mercy.
那这个心态不正的话，不管你有多少的知识，你知识多少渊博，还是说你的地位有多么高，多么有影响力，你也是不可能吸引到Krishna的这个仁慈的。
And the attitude of a devotee is that the devotee will do whatever it takes to attract the mercy of the other devotees.
还有呢，奉献者的一个正确的一个态度就是说，他会。 为他会想方设法的去取悦其他的奉献者，获得其他奉献者的关注。
Actually, not many devotees had direct access to Lord Chaitanya.
事实上，并不是很多奉献者能够直接的去接近Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
They had to go through his close associate to get to him.
就是要接近 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 没有办法，很多人是没有办法直接的，他们是通过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身边的这些同友们。
So these associates will filter who is qualified to actually come in contact with Lord Chaitanya.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身边的这些同友，他其实就是可以起到了这种过滤的作用，就是把他们可以筛选出真正的去真心实意的去追随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人。
I hope this answers your question.
我希望这个就能够回答你的这个问题了。Mm. It's hard to imagine that there's some people who is like that. Yeah. 我们看一下这个 Sumuti Radha Mataji 这边的下一个问题。Okay, right now we don't have other questions.
Okay, we can stop.
好，如果没有其他的问题的话，我们今天就可以先讲到这里了。
Ask Sumuti Radha if we can stop.
那我们现在是不是就可以停在这里了 ，Shumukhi Radha Mataji？ OK.
OK. Well, thank you very much, Shumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Shumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Sanatan Goswami Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
空台之音服务员一零七的奉献者们，今天的永恒的其他念经就讲到这里。我们现在讲到的是《玛达利拉》中篇逍遥的第24章，对 Atmaram 师节的61项解释。那我们今天的课就讲到这里，下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 智觉的一天 ，Hare Krishna。